American soccer fans, welcome to episode 110 of the USA Soccer Cast. We are bringing you everything about the U.S. national teams, the players, the leagues, and everything else that impacts the game of soccer in these United States. I'm Donald Wine. It's June 12th, 2023. We have Nations League to focus on this week. But before we start, I want to note that when you listen to the last show, you may have seen some brand new artwork for this podcast in your feed. We have new art for the show, and it's courtesy of Rohan Kohli. I want to thank him so much for his work to make this art a reality. It's a simple look, in my opinion, that hopefully brings you soccer vibes when you look at it. It's a crest that can be versatile. I really like it. The look is phenomenal. And I not only want to thank him for his work, shouts go out to my friend Courtney from the Diaspora United podcast for connecting me with Rohan. So obviously, when you take a look at this feed and you listen to this show, you'll see the artwork, but you can find Rohan and his work on Twitter at Rohan, K-O-H underscore L-I, or on Instagram at R-O-K-O-H-L-I. Go find him, follow him, and highly recommend him for any graphic design work you may need. Also, if you're in Vegas this week for the Nations League finals, I also will be there. It's Nations League. Of course, I'm going to be there. And I will have some stickers and magnets on me. So come find me, show that you're following our Twitter account at USA SoccerCast, and you can grab a sticker or a magnet from me. And plus, I'd love to meet all of you who listen to the show. Now, to the Nations League finals. The big Final Four style tournament begins on Thursday in Las Vegas. The United States will take on Mexico in one semifinal, while Panama and Canada will tango in the other semifinal. The fact that it's in Las Vegas has kind of added to the prestige of this event. And you know how I absolutely love this tournament. I think, honestly, it is the best tournament on the planet because we get to go to islands. But it being in Sin City has kind of added to the glitz and glamour of this Final Four style tournament that is the Nations League Finals. The players that have been participating in the U.S. soccer media availabilities all week have been focused on the fact that they want to win here, and the goal here is to defend their title. BJ Callahan, it will be his first game as interim head coach of the men's national team. That it comes against Mexico on Thursday night, and his first task was to call in 23 guys for this tournament. Here's the roster. The 23 guys I'm listing are in order by their jersey numbers because that was also announced when they announced this final roster. Matt Turner is your number one. Serginho Dest, Walker Zimmerman, Chris Richards, Anthony Robinson, Jedi is back on the team, and he again is our number five. Yunus Musa, Gio Reyna is our number seven. Weston McKennie, Ricardo Pepi is your nine. And of course, number 10, Christian Pulisic. Number 11, Brendan Aaronson, Miles Robinson, Drake Callender, Luca De La Torre, Johnny Cardoso, Alan Sonora, Alex Zendejas makes this roster. He's number 17. Sean Johnson, Joe Scally, and of course, the one you've been waiting for, Falerin Balogun. He is number 20 for this tournament. Rounding out our 23, we have Tim Weah at 21, Taylor Booth at 22, and number 23 is Austin Trusty. So quite a few guys that featured during the World Cup in 2022. Many guys we've seen in the finale of the Nations League group stage back in March or against Mexico in that friendly in April. We also have some injuries that have kept some players off the roster, notably Tyler Adams, Tim Ream, and Cameron Carter-Vickers. The one guy that was probably a healthy scratch from the roster is Jesus Ferreira, Callahan opting to go with Pepi and Balogun as the main nines, while there are obviously other players who could step into that spot as well. With no Tyler Adams on the roster, the question is how the shape adapts. And Johnny Cardoso is probably the only true six on this roster. So do they opt for a double pivot, including, you know, using Yunus Musa and Weston McKennie? Do they go with a full attacking lineup, trying to get Reyna and Aaronson on the field at the same time? There are some options here, and most positions are open as far as competition is concerned. So we can only wait and see what BJ Callahan decides to do on Thursday night. Again, the first game, Thursday night, we are going to talk about that in a minute, but let's take a break here. We'll preview the path to another Nations League title after this. We are back and we are discussing the Nations League finals. As I mentioned before the break, the United States takes on Mexico on Thursday night in the semifinal in Las Vegas. It's the late game on the East Coast, 10 p.m. expected kickoff time. The other semifinal, which is the earlier game, Panama and Canada. The United States will take on one of Panama or Canada in either the final or the third place game on Sunday. So two guaranteed matches for the United States in these Nations League finals. And of course, they famously won the first ever CONCACAF Nations League back in 2021. And what is one of the classic matches in not just the history of the USA-Mexico rivalry, it's one of the classic matches in the history of CONCACAF. That 3-2 win for the U.S. after extra time, of course, included Christian Pulisic banging home a penalty in extra time, removing his shirt, and shushing the crowd at Mile High Stadium. Then, minutes later, Mexico draws a penalty towards the end of stoppage time, and towards the end of the extra time, I should mention, and Ethan Horvath, an injury substitute for Zach Steffen, comes on, stops Andres Guardado's penalty, and the United States hold on to lift the trophy. They're going to need to be more sound on defense this time around, and they will have to do it without some key pieces. As I mentioned before, Tyler Adams, Tim Ream, Cameron Carter-Vickers are not here to help defensively. So that will likely put more responsibilities on the midfield duo of Weston McKennie and Yunus Musah. It's unclear whether BJ Callahan will go for the double pivot, but if so, it means these two will have to pick up the slack to help defensively while also pushing forward one at a time. Mexico is kind of entering this match as the favorite to win, and that may not mean much because they usually are the favorites when it comes to CONCACAF tournaments. That's just how betting lines usually operate. But they also haven't beaten the United States since 2019. Five-match winless streak to the United States in that time frame. So they want to overcome that recent history. The United States is going to have to play inspired soccer to show that this is not going to be a lost summer. Remember, no real coach yet. BJ Callahan serving as interim until a permanent hire is named. And they are going to have to do that and use him throughout the Nations League as well as the Gold Cup. We are expecting the Gold Cup roster at some point this week as well. Then after Mexico, they will face either Panama or Canada. Panama, they pushed past arch rivals Costa Rica to advance to the Nations League finals. They're going to want to show that they belong in the mentions as one of the top teams in the region. Canada enters also wanting to prove that they're the kings of CONCACAF and that their finish in the 2022 World Cup was just due to inexperience. And in the lead up to this week, John Herdman, the coach of Canada, added a couple of people to his staff, including former Inter Miami coach Phil Neville. Bold strategy to add Neville to the staff. We'll see if it pays off for him. But whoever the U.S. ends up playing, it could be for yet another trophy. There's only one team that can say they have lifted the Nations League trophy, and the United States are hoping that fact doesn't change after this week. So I'm very much looking forward to the games and to Las Vegas, and I hope to see you there. Before we go, I want to take a couple of minutes and pay tribute to my friend Ben Cowherd, a longtime drummer for the American Outlaws and one of the people who was instrumental in organizing the Backline, which is Nashville FC's supporters coalition. He was also my good friend. Ben passed away over the weekend when a careless driver struck him on his motorcycle while he was on his way home. Ben had a heart of gold, and no one was a stranger around him. He made everyone feel welcome at an event or match, and I had the honor of capoing to his beats, and as recently as February, drumming alongside him. His warm personality made him a favorite in the Nashville community and the U.S. soccer community as well, and I can't tell you how many times he was able to help me accomplish a task when he didn't have to. He was always there to help, always there to welcome you, and was just one of the pillars of the soccer community down there in Nashville. We were planning to see each other in a couple weeks when DC United visits Nashville, and now there's kind of a hole in my heart because he won't be there. But I know my friends and I who are linking up to that match, we're going to honor him well, and I look forward to celebrating him in the process. I send my deepest condolences to his family, American Outlaws Nashville, the Assembly, and all members of the Nashville SC community that knew him well. The last time we saw each other in person, which was February, we had a great weekend. We were watching our women's national team play at Geodis Park for the first time. And for the first time, we got to drum together. Him in front leading, me right behind him, supporting him. It was a perfect day. And the last words I got to say to him in person perfectly sums it up. Love you, man. And thank you for everything. That will do it for episode 110 of the USA Soccercast. Thank you for listening. Remember, follow us on Twitter. We're at USA Soccercast. Make sure you're following the count. And again, if you see me in Vegas and show that you're following, you can get a sticker or a magnet with the show. Don't forget, we have an affiliate program with Homage, Breaking Tee, Fanatics, and MLS Store. Head to usasoccercast.podbean.com to learn more and support the show while getting the latest gear. And please, send us some topic suggestions as we move forward. You can email them to usasoccercast@gmail.com or tag us in your questions on Twitter. We'll talk to you again soon, y'all. Rest in peace, Ben.